Hi, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm here to present the highlights from our August issue. I'm flying solo this month as our clinical editor, Betsy Todd, who usually presents with me, is not here. So I'll get right to it. On the cover this month, we show a photo of a smokestack billowing thick clouds of smoke near a playground at Sterling State Park in Monroe, Michigan. And smokestacks like this are common sources of particulate matter, which are airborne particles that can present significant health risks when inhaled, including respiratory problems, circulatory diseases, and cancer. And we chose this photo for this month because of the article that we have in our Environments and Health column, the column we do with the Association of Nurses for Healthy Environment. And the article does focus on nursing practice and particulate matter exposure. And in it, the authors, who are Jessica Kastner and Barbara Polifka, detail what nurses can do to help patients reduce their exposure. We also have two continuing ed pieces this month. The first one is original research, and it is on pain in nonverbal children with medical complexity. It's a two-year retrospective study, and researchers sought to describe the signs and symptoms parents of children who were unable to verbalize pain. What kinds of signs and symptoms do these parents recognize in the sense of their children are uncomfortable or experiencing pain? So they looked at all these reports from parents, the sources of pain in these children, and how to best assess pain in this particular population. The other CE offering is a review of the revised sepsis care bundles, and this has the latest on a very recent revision to the sepsis care guidelines, which is the development of a new one-hour bundle. It also includes screening and assessment tools to help you identify sepsis in the ICU, the emergency room, on the med-surg unit, as well as outside the hospital. We also have a column that is at the opposite end of the spectrum to our transitions to practice, which is our column for new nurses. This one is on retired nurse volunteers. And in this article, the authors, Ellen Alpern and Joanne Dish, discuss the benefits of using retired nurses to complement existing hospital staff and offers recommendations for setting up such a program to effectively use these volunteers in the hospital setting. We also have, as usual, we have reflections, and in this one, it the author examines her role as a nurse versus a family member after a nephew's overdose. Viewpoint this month talks about nurses' voices in decisions about dismissing vaccine-refusing families. The editorial is related to the separation of families and children that's occurred at our border, southern border, and looks at that issue. In the news this month, we have reports that look at suicide among nurses, U.S. healthcare trends, a study of U.S. veterans that links mild traumatic brain injury to dementia risk, yet another study showing that higher than optimal nurse workloads increase the odds of patient mortality, and a report on how depression is surging nationwide. Our AGN Reports looks at the nursing home business and looks at the aspects that perhaps are not conducive to a good nursing home. Policy and Politics covers, it's a little bit different this month. Instead of just covering one topic, we offer updates on three different topics, including the new Medicaid work requirements, a possible change in pre-existing condition coverage, and the drug cost crisis. We also have a Best of the Blog. It looks at scheduling vacation time for nurses, an emerging infections column that talks about multi-drug resistant organisms and contact precautions. And our Cochrane Corner relates to cataract surgery in patients with age-related macular degeneration. So I hope you'll take a look at AJN online, in print, and or on the iPad. And if you have suggestions or comments or criticisms, all are welcome. Please send them to me, sean.kennedy@walterskluwer.com. Have a wonderful summer, and we'll be back in September.